7:37.
Dominic, can I ask you about the farmers on strike story?
Yep.
Because there's been a point raised by our listeners, which I think is an interesting one, which I'm passing on to you,
mm-hmm.
who is saying that dairy farmers, for example, can't go on strike because you can't not milk cows. And then the further question is from them, in that if you don't milk a cow, mm-hmm. will it explode?
Right.
Do you see what I mean?
Let because me type cows.
They're producing loads of milk, and yeah. if you don't milk them over, say, a week or a month, would they just balloon up into this huge milk balloon and just explode?
You want
Everybody
to know,
duck! She's gonna blow!
You want to know whether the cow would
I'd
explode?
I'd like you to get on it and find out.
You would like him to what?
Get on it.
You want me to get Dom on it?
Get Dom on it.
Get Dom on it. Get Dom on it. Do cows explode? Get down on it. Come on now. Get down on it. Gotta milk the udders. Get down!
So what?
You honestly want me to find out whether a cow explodes?
Well, yeah,
I think it's a valid question.
If a dairy farmer's going to go and strike...
I'm a journalist. We're dealing with serious news.
All right, well, here's a question then from me. I'll rate them in order. Number one, if a dairy farmer goes on strike, what does going on strike actually entail?
Okay.
Bear in mind that you medically and scientifically and lawly have to milk a cow.
Lawly.
Right? You have to. Yeah. And if you don't milk it, that's next question number two, what does it eventually explode?
Okay.
Here's another question for
you. I might phone my uncle, who is a farmer.
Here's another question for you. Oh. Cows that live in the wild, who milks them?
There aren't any cows that live in the wild, Dave.
Answer that one, Dom. Come on, smile.
Cows that live in the wild? Like what?
What do you mean they can't live in the wild? Because in the olden days, right before farmers were invented,
yeah.
who milked cows?
Yeah.
You're just weird this morning, Dave.
Here's another question for you, right?
Cows in the wild.
Here's another question for you, Kate.
Right.
Yeah.
In the early days of milk extraction from the cow, right, a man would pull the udder and squeeze the thing.
Teat.
And the milk, what?
Teat.
No, just give me a minute. And the milk would squirt out. And then somebody one day invented a cover
yep.
to go over it
mm-hmm.
that would automatically suck the milk and
yeah.
pump the milk out.
That's right.
Okay, question for you. That person who invented... Will you get off the phone? The person who invented that, did they have to measure to get, you know, did they
right.
measure to get a length? And are some cows bigger than others? Get down. Is there such thing as cow envy?
Get down on
it. You know? Dom. Get Dom on it. Get Dom on
it. Let's go through the list then.
Get Dom on it.
How many farmers are on strike and what happens if they don't milk a cow? Will the cow explode?
If it's not milked.
What happens to cows in the wild if they're not milked? Let's try and find the man who invented the cover for the udder.
Yeah,
do cows worry about the size of their teats?
Yeah. That's Here's one for you, right?
List.
It's milking time, okay?
Right.
On the farm.
Mm.
And there's obviously animals and humans are very closely, you know, knit in their
sure.
DNA. So the cows, you know, the cow walks in to the cow shed.
Time for milking.
Right? No, go with this.
Just for everyone listening, you are now walking like a cow.
So the cow walks in and goes, oh, I'm desperate to be milked, right?
Yeah.
Goes in, but lo and behold, there's another cow already there before him,
mm-hmm.
right? Does the new cow walk up and go, I can't go, I can't go.
Stage fright.
Yeah, exactly. Do they get cows get stage fright? Get down on it.
I can't believe Carrie's ridiculous suggestion that there are no cows in the wild.
There's millions of cows around the world roaming in rainforests everywhere. 7:41. Right, so, do you want to talk about this or do you want to wait till Dominic's
Oh, we can keep
back?
It bubbling under because basically we sent Dominic off to find out some cow information
yeah.
And all about whether, in reference to the farming strike, whether if dairy farmers weren't to milk cows, whether they would fill up and then explode. You know, and these sort of issues. And then other questions have come out, such as this one, which is
I
nice.
Love that. Would a cow fill up and then explode, Rach?
Phil in Leeds asks, who was the first person to squeeze a cow's teat, and why did he decide to drink what came out? Which is an interesting question when you think about it. You know, back in the olden days.
It is a decent question.
We were also discussing the question of who milks cows in the wild. Because obviously you can't have farmers there. Carrie said that there's no such thing as a wild cow, which I dispute. And also, this is disputed from Laura from Newbury, who says cows in India are sacred, so they don't belong to anybody, so therefore they're roaming free and are wild. Good point, Laura, well made. Here's another question. Cows that live in hilly fields are bred with two legs shorter than the other so that they don't fall off the hillside.
Say that again, what?
Apparently, cows, this is anonymous, probably for good reason, cows that live in hilly fields are bred with two legs shorter than the other so they don't fall off the hillside.
No.
Is this true?
That's not true. Dominic Didier, that's an extra question for you. Dominic, here's an extra question for you.
This one?
Yeah.
Do cows that live in hilly fields, are they bred with two legs shorter than the other so that they don't fall off the hillside?
Brilliant.
Yeah?
I love that.
But all these things, basically, we're getting dumb on it because he's a professional journalist and a researcher and someone who can find out these facts.
It's always a good question, though, to be fair, which is who was the first person to do something and why? For example, you know, you always see people on TV who can do the, you know, these weird variety acts, and you know, they can swing a beer mat around, yeah. a pint of beer around and a chain or something, like, you know, whatever. Like Paul Zenon, yeah. The brilliant, funny magician, who can balance, what is it, he can balance a pint of beer on a snooker triangle.
Yeah.
And he can put it on a chain and swing it round and round and round and round and over his head like that, and then get it to stop, and he'll just lift the pint off and then drink it.
But as always...
Now you go, that's great, but how the hell did you ever find out you could do that?
Yeah.
So in the same way, so you imagine there's a guy who owns a cow, and he runs into the missus and he goes, you won't believe what I just done, right? And all them things that come out the bottom of the cow, I pulled it, and all this liquid came out. Oh, I wouldn't be doing that. No, it was all right, and I drank it. It's only bloody milk. We spent all our money down to the half license and we could just exactly. have our own.
And then who first put it on, you know, Cocoa Pop?
I think milk was invented before Cocoa Pops, Dave. I've got to be honest with you.
It is interesting, though, I think.
Yeah.
I can confirm Dom is speaking to a dairy farmer.
Oh, right now?
Here's another cow fact.
Watch this, if we can put him off. Dom, can you hear us? All right.
Here's another cow fact for you. Apparently,
cow
I have
it on.
On good authority that a cow can't walk down steps.
Depends how big or small the steps are.
Mm.
Can he walk up?
I don't know.
Well, it's stupid anyway. You get the escalator. I'll put him in the lift. See what you would, though, wouldn't you? So cows are very similar to Daleks in that respect, although Daleks now can fly.
Yeah, but that's to do with the fact that they have wheels. Cows don't have wheels.
Yeah, no,
it's just the way that their feet are constructed, I think. Colin Murray is like...
Get down on it. Come on now. Get down on it. 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 Get Dom on it. We don't have any theme music for Get Dom on It. Do you want some?
Have you got some?
I think that's appropriate.
Yeah.
Big cow news. Ah, that's good, because that's... Yeah.
No.
No?
Second one.
Yeah, because it's like sort of cow, horse, animal. Get Dom
on it. Right, it's time
nice.
For
nice.
You like that?
Okay, you posed lots of questions about cows.
In Get Dom
on It. In Get Dom on It.
Yeah.
And I, as all journalists do, speak to the experts rather than just, you know, muddling through ourselves. We actually speak to the people who know. And the person who would know is a dairy farmer.
Mm.
So we found a dairy farmer who's 25-year-old Ben from Somerset. So I phoned him up. I put all these questions to you. We have all the answers. Here it is.
You're so crap at your out cue every time.
We
spoke to him. We asked the questions. He gave us quite literally the answers. So here, the man talks with the.
Because otherwise, you sound like local radio. Here's what happened. What I spoke to earlier. Right, Ben. I've got a list of questions that you can answer as a dairy farmer, because I'm just a journalist. If you don't milk the cow, Ben,
yeah.
Is there any risk of it exploding? Whoa! What was that?
That's the cow in the background.
Wow! Who's that? Do you have a name?
No, they've got numbers. That's number 82.
82?
The calves stood next to me.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? What make of cow is that?
They're Holstein Friesians.
Brilliant. They're the black and white ones.
Yes, they are.
Superb. Would it explode if you didn't milk it?
I wouldn't say it would explode. The udder might burst if she was a high-yielding cow and it became infected. But what actually happens is the cow would, without milking, will dry up and not produce the milk because the milking stimulates the milk production.
Yummy.
I'm with you. Okay. In terms of cows in the wild...
Yes.
Have you heard of any?
The thing about cows, there are cows in the wild, not black and white cows like you see...
No.
Like you see on the farms.
Number 82 is a bit lively, isn't it?
She is. I'm going to try and stand away.
No.
They are, there's the wild ancestor of the cow is the Gaur. The Gaur. I'm not quite sure how it's spelled. G-A-U-R, I think.
Gaur.
Gaur, yeah. And it was a large cow that roamed across Europe, which is now extinct.
Right. I think that's an important point to make. So Dave's wrong on that point, isn't he?
Yeah, there were wild cows, but yeah. We've bred from those cows and gone forwards.
Okay, fine. Do you know who the man was who invented the cover for the udder?
Absolutely no idea.
It's a difficult one. And also, Chris was sort of chipping in as well. Is there such a thing as udder envy? I mean, is there a teat thing going on?
Well, there's a lot of size difference in my herd.
Mm.
We go from definitely a double F right down to not much past a B.
Really?
But but as far as envy, no, I just say the ones with the larger udders...
Happier.
Tend to get muddier.
They get muddier? That's horrible. Yeah. So in 82, what sort of... I don't want to even know about what sort of teats 82 has. No, it doesn't matter.
She's well endowed.
Brilliant. All right, Ben, thanks ever so much indeed for that.
Okay.
I know a lot more now than I did earlier.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye, mate. Bye.
I've got to say, she's well endowed. Mm. I haven't heard that said since we went away for that weekend in Dorset. Mm. Do you remember? So, thank you very much for getting on it.
You're very welcome. I got on it.
Thank you, Dom.
Thank you.
So the cow wouldn't explode, but the udders would explode.
Yes, the udders could get an infection and explode.
The cows, there are no wild cows anymore.
But there were traditionally.
Yeah.
The one question you didn't ask was cows that are bred on hills.
Now, I didn't have time to ask that on the phone because you had to go off and milk like 82 and 84.
Whether they have different length legs so that they don't fall over.
But just as he was as I was saying, right, I've got to go. He did say that he heard you talking about that. He thinks you're an idiot, Dave.
Right.
And of course not, because if they face the other way, they fall over, which I think is a good point. Well, mate. That's Ben.
Done.
Ben Keedwell from Somerset.
Cheers, Ben. What time is it, Dominic?
It's 8:08.
And that was Get Dumb On It. Come on now. Get Dumb On It. Get Dumb On It. Get Dumb On It.